Coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
The industry is a violent industry. It's very difficult. About 30% overbuilt right now.
Right.
Tough to make it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The average profitability of a restaurant in Florida is under 3%.
Lori is a member of Club Saver, and I'm her guest.
Most of the time. Last night you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
Well, I'll give an example. Last night, I went to the galley with my cousin Kim, and I ordered the filet, and it is filet. It's a filet cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
It's $20 normally. I got that for $10.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the podcast that's it when it comes to restaurants and food information in St. Pete.
And be sure to check out our website, stpetersburgfoodies.com. There you'll find great information, including restaurant reviews, the largest St. Pete happy hour list ever created and kept updated, and information on the newest restaurants in town. We are locals that live in downtown St. Pete, and we've been eating our way through this town for years, so you don't have to, but you should.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. Just hit the subscribe button and you'll get notified when an episode is ready for download. And then you can listen to them anytime you want, like on your morning jog or commute to work.
On today's show, our featured guest is Roger Curlin, the co-owner of Club Saver. That's S-A-V-O-R. The exclusive membership dining club for Pinellas County.
Working with different restaurants all over St. Pete and Pinellas, Roger has some great insight into what's happening in the local restaurant world, and we have quite an interesting conversation.
Our musical guest today is a local artist with two first names, Christopher James.
We have a great show, so stick around.
Have you been to Pacific Counter? It is one of the newest fast casual concepts located on one of the fastest growing blocks in St. Pete, the 600 block of Central Avenue. They offer build-your-own bowls, burritos, or salads with a variety of the freshest bases, toppings, and sauces to satisfy anyone's craving and put you in charge. There are actually 6,432,189 combinations possible. Overwhelmed by build-your-own? I know that I sometimes am. Well, you can also choose from their counter creations menu already picked for you. The first couple of times we ate there, that's exactly what I did. Then I decided to get adventurous. For bases, they offer sushi rice, brown rice, noodles, or greens. Sushi rice seems to be the norm, but I'm not a big rice person, so I finally tried the noodles, and to say I fell in love is an understatement. They are actually sweet potato noodles, I found out later. I have no idea how they make them seem like rice noodles. I added fresh tuna and salmon, my choice of toppings, and a sauce, which I didn't even need because the bowl was so good without it. I told Kevin I could eat this every day, and I would probably lose weight and love it at the same time. If you haven't checked out Pacific Counter, I would highly recommend it. They are open for lunch and dinner, have a variety of unique alcoholic and non-alcoholic drink options, and they have the beloved Dole Whip. Find your fresh at Pacific Counter.
Pacific Counter is located at 660 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. They are open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 a.m. to midnight on Friday and Saturday.
Hi, podcast listeners. I'm Jason Gordon, executive chef and co-founder of the Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery. From the beginning, the theme behind our concept has been simple, offering fine dining quality with uncompromised flavor. We've taken decades of experience running award-winning kitchens right to the 600 block of downtown St. Pete. Our chef-driven menu is made completely from scratch, gluten-free, and reflects a global cuisine with unique, modern flares. We have carefully purveyed the highest quality ingredients, including our premium cuts of organic meats and seafood, all while keeping the price approachable for almost anyone. Whether you are craving one of our nutritious bowls, a cold-pressed juice bottled on site, or looking to relax with a cold local brew or organic wine, Brass Bowl has something to satisfy every palate. You can see your food thoughtfully prepared behind the line in our open kitchen, nestled in our beautifully restored space on Central. Happy and healthy eating, St. Pete.
Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery is located at 656 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. You can visit their website at brassbowlkitchen.com.
¶¶ Before we get into the interview, we'd like to ask our podcast fans to vote for us in Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay.
Please vote for St. Petersburg Foodies for Best Local Podcast.
Just search for Best of the Bay 2019.
Then go to the category of People, Places, and Politics and look for Best Local Podcast.
Also, please go to Food and Drink and vote for St. Petersburg Foodies for Best Food Blogger and Best Local Foodie Instagram Account.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Godby, along with my co-host, Lori Brown. And our guest today is Roger Curlin from ClubSaver.com. Welcome to the show, Roger.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us about you before we get into Club Saver.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited to be here. This is my first podcast, but my friends have told me I have a face for podcasts, so I'm very excited for today.
Yeah, we do too.
Kind of my origin story, as I like to call it, born in Tampa, raised in Brandon. Back when there was 50,000 people, we had horses. My neighbors had cows. Moved from there to Bradenton for high school days, up to Gainesville, University of Florida. Ended up staying up there for about a little over a decade.
Go Gators.
Go Gators. And that's where I started becoming familiar with the hospitality business. So I ran a nightclub up there for many years. It's still there, 30-year anniversary coming up, University Club.
Yeah.
Was involved with restaurants, other bars, et cetera. So a very exciting time. Decided at age 30 that I wanted to do something different. And I came back to St. Pete. And I went to Stetson Law School. Took the bar, passed the bar, graduated, went down to Sarasota to practice law. And decided I wasn't having fun. And so then I came back to St. Petersburg in 2003 and then got involved with adult education for attorneys and then had the luckiness to put together two friends of mine and the three of us opened a nightclub up about 5 years ago called Enigma. And that was kind of the start to my reinvigoration of hospitality in the St. Petersburg area.
When you said you started as an attorney and then you weren't having fun, how much time went by until you said, you know what, I'm not having fun?
What a great question. So I went to my managing partner. It had been about a year that I practiced law. And I went to my managing partner and said, I've spent my whole life pursuing fun and being happy, and I'm just not happy in my role right now. I don't know what that happy is going to be. But he was very gracious and said, you know, we appreciate your work. Go find happy.
Good for you that you didn't wait that long.
Yeah, exactly.
You just gave it a year and you said, this is not working for me.
Right.
That's great.
That's why I asked, because you hear all the time people say, or they post memes on Facebook or whatever, you know, that you're supposed to follow your dreams and do what you love to do, and then everything else will fall into place. But I'm not sure. I could be wrong, but I think most people don't do that.
Right.
But it's pretty cool that you did. And I think you were probably smart for doing that. I don't know if I was smart or maybe just lucky, but I think every job I've ever had is one of those jobs that people are like, oh, wow, that's cool. How'd you get that job? Like, I started off in the toy and hobby business. I was in
actual toys, not adult toys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah, let's clarify.
But yeah, no, but I was in the toy business for years, and then I was a sales rep in the toy business and went and called on Disney World, Busch Gardens, Atlantis in the Bahamas. I was in bands, played music, and then internet stuff.
We didn't know this was going to be Kevin's background.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
But it relates.
Absolutely. Yeah,
everything. I've never had a job that I hated. Well, maybe I had one or two, but I think I left within 3 months.
You realigned. Right?
Yeah.
So that was my realignment moment. I absolutely cannot explain, and I see this all the time with other folks, how passionate I feel about St. Petersburg and the St. Petersburg area. Mm-hmm. And we run into people like that all the time. Like, I've traveled all over the world. And it is unique here, that feeling, that
totally.
Passion.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the 5 years with the two business partners over at Enigma, I became really good friends with Mark Ferguson over at Ferg Sports Bar. And he introduced us to a national dining club, of which I became fascinated with and did 6 months worth of consulting with, but quickly learned that there were some things that needed to be fixed about their model. And tried to work with the national leadership about fixing those. They were not able to do that and had closed after 6 months of operation. My business partner and I, Jack Homsey, got together and basically said, we know where the problems were. We can fix those. Let's launch a local version of this dining club. And that's what we did. And that was about 3 years ago. It took us 5 months and a day to go from ideation to launching to the public, and it was December 12th, 2016, and we haven't looked back.
That's pretty quick, too.
I tell people it's going to be in the book because I still don't know how we bent time and made that happen.
Right, right. So, yeah, we wrote an article right after you launched, but it was in January of 2017. And at that point, you had 30-some-odd locations that were on board. And now, where are you at?
We are right around the 60 mark. So we're constantly signing new places, adding new places. It's been phenomenal. And I have turned down more restaurants than I've invited into the program.
Right.
I really need to make sure it's a good fit for them. I need to make sure culturally they're a good fit for us. Mm-hmm. And these people become family. And so I have to make sure the ownership group gets us, gets our culture, gets our emphasis on charity, gets our emphasis on civic, and understands what's going on in the industry. The industry is a violent industry. It's very difficult. About 30% overbuilt right now.
Right.
Tough to make it.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is. So I know when we were talking, we had a meeting a few weeks ago, and you were talking a little bit about how you truly become a consultant for these restaurants, and you are just so much about wanting to see them succeed. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you do on that end?
Absolutely, because there's a lot of different options out there for restaurants and bars to do promotions, bring people in, and we didn't want to just be another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So our team, and there's four of us all together, and we call ourselves club directors that manage these accounts. Collectively, we have over 100 years experience in the hospitality business, and we share and we learn constantly. One of the things about our restaurants and bars, our owners, our GMs, they are at their locations just working their butt off to make sure it's awesome. While they don't have that opportunity all the time, get out, learn what's going on, be boots on the street. That's what we do for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we do menu recommendations. We do pricing recommendations, staffing. We've set up relationships to be a feeder so they can bring in new chefs and new cooks and you name it. If it's something in the hospitality business, we have knowledge and we share.
Based on that, what are some things that might be interesting to know about as a diner?
Great. So one of the things that I think folks, and I put myself in this bucket until I really became deep into the research on this, a lot of folks think restaurants and bars are cash cows, right? Hey, I can do this for a third of the cost at home, right? They just don't understand all of what goes into making a restaurant awesome and to the food great and service great, et cetera. And so I listened to a presentation. It's been about a year and a half ago. It was one of the tech presentations here in town with one of the startup weeks. And a fellow said the average profitability of a restaurant in Florida is under 3%.
Holy shit.
Wow.
And so that is probably something that most of your listeners do not understand.
Right. Yeah. It's not as simple as it looks. They make it look easy.
Right.
The good restaurants.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the details of the awesomeness of Club Saver. We will be right back.
Okay, Kevin, now it's time for you to answer the Fast Five Foodies questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
What's your favorite food?
Everything on the menu at Salty J's, especially the Tossed Big Blue, which is basically a giant hamburger salad with a ton of blue cheese. The buffalo chicken salad is really awesome. And I love their tacos, especially the Placido Bio tacos and the Sweet Thai taco. Also, if you like burgers, the Big Tex burger is a nice big monster one. Just want to shove that whole thing in my face. And then the Big J's Loaded Sirloin Philly. You love that one.
Yes, I do love that one. It's so good.
And Mrs. Salty's favorite massive hot dog.
It is huge.
It's a freaking half pound and literally as big as your head.
Yes. So what's your least favorite food?
Anything that's not from Salty J's.
Goofhead. What's your favorite restaurant in St. Pete? Salt or pepper?
Salt. EJ's.
And can you cook?
Yes, but I'm not cooking anymore. I just go to Salty J's now.
Salty J's is on 4th Street North in the 50s, specifically 5625 4th Street North. Let's get salty.
I love soup, and I'm always in search of a great soup. Ramen is just so complex and delicious with layers of complex flavors in its broth. Buya Ramen is one of my favorite places in downtown St. Pete, so much so that I recently included them on my top 5 Asian noodle soups list for their pork belly ramen. Now, Buya's success is not just about the ramen. It's a hip, upbeat environment meant for unwinding and socializing with house-crafted cocktails, a large selection of Japanese whiskey, and izakaya, too. Those are small plates of different types of appetizers that are delicious, as well as the ramen. The ambiance of the place, along with the friendliness of the owners and staff, really adds to the character and charm of Buya. And to add to its coolness, the owners are actually opening up 4 more stores, one in Miami and 3 in Berlin, of all places. Yes, Berlin, Germany. How cool is that?
Buya Ramen is located at 911 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete and is open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. Do ya, Buya?
One of our favorite places to go eat in St. Pete is Engine No. 9. They've been a staple in downtown St. Pete coming up on 7 years, and they are famous for their unique and tasty burger creations. As a matter of fact, they are on the St. Pete Foodies list of best burgers in St. Pete. They also made the best hot dogs list, the best chilies, and the best wings in St. Pete. Aside from the food, Engine No. 9 is a great sports bar with lots of TVs, beer, and wine. And you can even get a regular old cheeseburger, too, so you can bring your non-adventurous eater friends. Check out Engine No. 9 at the corner of MLK and 1st Avenue North in downtown St. Pete. Their burgers can't be beat. Engine No. 9.
Can you get me back on time? We are back! We are back!
We are back with the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast with Roger Curlin of clubsaver.com, and tell us what this is about.
So for our members, and I want to take a moment and explain how cool it is to be at one of my places and to have members see my shirt and to come up to me and explain to me how much Club Saver means to them. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's brought back date night and the fact that they love bringing their clients out. And the fact that it's brought their family together for dinner night again. It's just these amazing stories. So I just get like goosebumps when I get to meet my members. So what our members do is they pay a monthly membership fee. So it's $29.95 a month to be in the club. And then what they get is they get half off an entree, half off an alcoholic drink for them and a guest all day, every day, all of our places, as much as you want. So it's a really simple offer at the core of what we do. We've cultivated just an amazing, diverse list of restaurants. We're just in Pinellas County right now. We do expect to grow in 2020 to other areas. And as a little aside, and we love the Foodies podcast. You guys are so great about talking about other things. We also have beauty, shopping, travel, health, pets, entertainment, and services, right? Mm-hmm. So yes. A bunch of other cool stuff on there as well.
We need all that stuff too besides food.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's really cool is Lori is a member of Club Saver, and I'm her guest.
Most of the time. Last night you weren't.
No, I wasn't. But seriously though, what's cool, $29.95, not a lot, and you pretty much, it pays for itself on the first visit.
Well, I'll give an example. Last night I went to the galley with my cousin Kim, and I ordered the filet, and it is filet. It's a filet cheesesteak. Mm-hmm. It's $20 normally. I got that for $10. I told my cousin about Club Saver. Now, the galley is unique because they do mark certain items, that, and it says on their menu, CS, CS, CS. Some of them, the items do not fall into the discount, but you know right away because it's right there on the menu. So my cousin just scanned the menu for whatever was on Club Saver and picked hers. She loved hers as well. And let's clarify in the alcoholic drink, it's a full-priced alcoholic drink. So if it's happy hour or what have you, they don't typically give you the discount.
Sure, yes. If something's on special or something's already on discount, it doesn't apply. But what we found is our members, over 80% of the entrees must be available at our places. Mm-hmm. A lot of our places have 100% of the entrees.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Some of our places extend it to the whole menu. Pick something, whatever that is, that's going to be your item. And so our members love that. And it is, but you're correct. Yeah. So if something's on special or discount, it's not good on to-go. It's not good on delivery.
But last night I saved around $29. It paid for itself.
Our catchphrase is it's $29.95 a month. Pays for itself in one night out.
Yes.
You're correct.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a bunch of places in downtown right here. What are some of them?
So some of our great places downtown, you mentioned the galley. We also have Thirsty First down here. We've got Oyster Bar. Iberian Rooster,
Booyah
Ramen. We've got Ferg Sports Bar. We go into the Grand Central District. Mm-hmm. We have some brew pubs. So we have St. Pete Brewing Company, Paul. We out on the beaches.
Blue Goose is on there.
Goose is on there. Enigma's on there. So if you want a cocktail,
Enigma.
Yeah. If you want a cocktail before or after dinner, we find there's a good synergy with going out to eat and having a drink if you'd like. But for our folks that are out there that don't drink alcohol, you can always just get the entree part of it. Or if you want it as a pub crawl, you can just get the drinks while you're out. So
right. I think I wrote a piece on it and said, it's great for a Sunday fun day. You can just hop around to all the different club savers.
It is.
And Sunday fun day is definitely pretty popular in downtown St. Pete.
It sure
from what
is.
We know. Yeah, lots of hopping around. Yeah, Sunday fun day pays for itself five times.
Well, if you eat it all the places, it would.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories is there was a gentleman that I met at one of our events, and he had moved into one of the downtown condos and had introduced it to someone that he had just met, and then that person introduced it, and now there's a group of eight of them that didn't know each other before that are all connected that go out once a week together and do the Club Saver crawl.
Fun.
So, I mean, that's like neat. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool. And then also that reminds me, there's also the referral as well. You refer a friend.
Yep.
And what do you get?
So when we built this company, we looked at a lot of other industries to build our model and how we did things. And so we looked at the Ubers, the Amazon Primes, the Netflix. How did they grow so big so quick? Number one, great product. But number two, great sharing. And mm-hmm. so you have a friend, you refer, you get a free month. Awesome. We said, why don't we do that? So if you're a member of Club Saver, you refer to a friend, you're going to get a free month. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Yeah. And on the restaurant side, you were telling us the last time we spoke that some of the restaurants were having a hard time being able to quantify what the actual profitability from Club Saver was. And now you've created something that will do that for them, correct?
Yeah. So we work with an amazing, amazing tech group and marketing group here in the St. Petersburg area, Big C. So they've designed a data capture app, and we have tablets. And not all, it's optional for our places to use them, but it allows them to capture data and to actually track the profitability of the program. The cool part is every single destination in our program has reported a profit line item from our program. So for the listeners out there, it's like, oh, I don't want to hurt my favorite restaurant. It actually, the loyalty factor, the other things you buy that are full price, it's making our destinations much more stable, giving them consistent profit, creating loyalty, and making little ambassadors that come back and bring friends. So it's pretty cool.
Right. That's great. So, Roger, you were mentioning charity, and you give back to the community. Tell us about that.
So at clubsaver.com, when we formed the company, myself and Jack, we both heavily believe in community, in charity, in civic involvement. At the end of the day, that's what pleases us. That's what makes us happy, and that's what makes this area, I think, thrive so well. So what we do is we have a system whereby we can pair up our restaurants with local charities and help bring more people into the Club Saver family, save people a lot of money, but then we also give a donation each time to local charities. And so not only that, but the events that we partner up on. So I did the math the other day. We've helped raise over $20,000 for local charities since we started, and that just makes my feet wiggle.
That's wonderful. Nice. That's fantastic.
And what are some of the events that you guys get involved with?
Yeah, so we are teamed up with Local Shops One for Top Local Chef. Mm-hmm. That's going to be October 20th this year, toplocalchef.com. And that's fantastic. And the charity that is going to be attached is Creative Clay here in town, which I'm so fond of. Their other event is the Florida Food and Brew Festival. That's going to be in February 2020. Mm-hmm. So you can go to their website and see the exact dates and times. And there's going to be great music, great food. And they're going to feature the best of the fest this year. So we do that all the time. We love aligning.
Where's that one going to be held?
The England Brothers Park.
Okay. And you do the Top Local Chef over at Manhattan Casino?
Yes, Manhattan mm-hmm. Casino. Correct.
Great. Yeah,
let's also mention a few more restaurants that are in the program.
Absolutely. So if my restaurants are out there and I leave you out, 60 is a hard act to follow with just reading from my brain. So I'll give a couple out on the beach. So we have Sea Critters out on Paso Grill, fantastic restaurant group. We also have Hotel Zamora.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the Castile Restaurant, 360 Rooftop, their pool bar, all of those are included. I think I mentioned before, we've got Mastery's Brewing out on the beach, mm-hmm. a little bit further up the beach, Angry Pepper, Waterside, fantastic smoked meats out there. When we look at the Tyrone area, we've got C.D. Roma, we've got Pesky Pelican. We also go up to North Pinellas. Mm-hmm. So we're in the Palm Harbor region with Snapper's Comedy Club. We have Acqua Alta, amazing Northern Italian. And again, and I know this kind of goes out of the St. Petersburg foodies territory, but but definitely check out our Northern Pinellas family.
Yeah, totally. That's a lot of good restaurants.
It is, yeah.
And that's just a fraction of all of them that are
I saw Portofino on there as well.
Oh, Portofino's fabulous. Yeah. South 34th Street. Mm-hmm. 27 years the restaurant has been there.
Wow. That's great.
Everybody check out clubsaver.com. And one of our listeners, shout out to Eric Jacob. He comments on almost every show. And he actually private messaged me one day, the very first episode that you guys were a sponsor of. And he said, you know, you should really spell it out, because if they put saver like S-A-V-E-R, that's going to be a problem. And then I checked and it's not a problem.
Well,
it redirects.
for those business people out there in the world, it was a cute 60-second story. So we came up with the name Club Saver, and it leaped out to us. Mm-hmm. It leaped out to us. It was great. But then I told Jack, I'm like, well, what about Club Saver with an E? It turns out that somebody was holding that website for around $4,000.
Oh,
and so
no.
We had to write a check for $4,000 as a bootstrapped company in the beginning. But I told Jack, and we talked about it, we cannot have a business with the same exact name, which most people, 9 out of 10, if you told them to go to Club Saver, would use the E. But we own that site now. It just redirects to the important Saver, which is SAVOR.com.
Right. So clubsaver.com. Roger Carlin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Roger.
Loved it. I appreciate both of you. And where's the little puppy at?
She's chewing on a bone.
she's adorable. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We will be right back.
This is Julie Black and Dave Eichenberger on guitar. You're listening to St. Pete Foodies Podcast, maybe in your house or your car.
Welcome back to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast. Our music segment, which showcases local artists, is brought to you by One Step Media and Kate Reuter. One Step Media provides management, marketing, and booking services to independent artists, and Kate herself is also a singer-songwriter. Our local musical artist today is Christopher James. He is a music scene vet here in Tampa Bay and has played all over Tampa and St. Pete, including the Gasparilla Music Festival, and is a favorite on WMNF Community Radio.
We will feature his new song, We Ain't Never Been the Same, after the Fast Five Foodies Questions. Welcome to the show, Chris.
It's great to be here.
You ready for the Fast Five Foodies Questions?
Bring it.
All right. What's your favorite food?
That is a tough question.
Okay.
Anything that's not going to give me gas. Is that a bad thing to say?
No.
I'm a big fan of sushi in general, but if it can be like vegetarian sushi or anything with spices, Indian food tends to be some of my favorite foods.
Yeah, I love Indian food and sushi. Yeah, yeah, that's a hard question for me too, because I like so many things. What's your least favorite food?
Hands down, olives.
I said, sure. I hate olives.
Olives, huh?
Without hesitation.
We've had one other person, I can't remember who it was right now, that said olives as well. Yeah.
I usually get a lot of pushback when I say that. It's like, well, how could you not like olives? I just can't. There's just something about them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the brine?
We're going to say the brine.
Yeah. Now, you are from Sarasota.
I am.
So our standard question, number three question, is what's your favorite restaurant in St. Pete?
Ooh.
So you do have a chance to answer that if you have one, but then I also want to know about Sarasota.
Oh, man, that's so hard. All right, so we'll stick with St. Pete, but
okay.
Man, that's a tough one. You know what? Red Mesa tends to be like a common place I go. I'm a big fan of just the handheld tacos that they have.
So, so which location?
Oh,
because they have Red Mesa Cantina, Mercado, and then there's Restaurant, which is the original one on 4th Street.
I want to say it's the one on 4th Street.
Okay. Yeah, because they all have tacos. They all have a slightly different style. They're all Mexican, but they're different styles.
Mm-hmm.
So Red Mesa Restaurant on 4th Street.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
And I thought about, before I leave here, before I leave St. Pete to go back to Sarasota, trying the sushi downstairs.
Sushi downstairs.
Ichikoro.
Yes, Ichikoro, they are. They're right next door, right downstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't thinking of sushi. They do have sushi. I always just think of ramen.
But you know what? That's an even better reason to go.
Right. There you go. Salt or pepper?
Salt.
Salt. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what most people say. Can you cook?
Yes. I love to cook. I love cooking more than I like eating. I'll just put it that way.
That's awesome. Yeah. What do you cook?
Anything. Cooking is kind of like an experiment for me. Every time you're in the kitchen, you know, you can kind of...
So you do like to cook?
I do. It's... Because, I mean, you could stick to a recipe, but sometimes, you know, you want to do a little more. You want to put something else in there, and you taste whatever it is that you're cooking, and you're like, no, it needs something else, you know, and you imagine what needs to go in there. Like, maybe it needs a cream base, or maybe it needs some sort of, acid that needs to go in here.
I'm not that good at that, but Lori is.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. We'll be cooking, and she'll taste something. She'll go, no, this needs some acid or something like that. Yeah. She's good at that. So you have a new album coming out.
Coming out in September.
Coming out in September, which is very soon. The title is Kindness Never Quits.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to see the cover. It's really cool.
Thank you.
And I was also lucky enough to listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
And you sure didn't make it easy to pick one song.
That's very kind of you.
But we can only do one song right now. So first I'm going to name three of my other favorites that we're not playing.
Sure.
So, and people, you should make a note. Get the album, Kindness Never Quits. And if you don't get the whole album, you can download individual songs when it comes out too, probably on iTunes or whatnot.
Yep.
Here's the ones that I say are the best ones, and I am an expert on my own opinion.
I love it.
Okay. Love You Better,
mm.
The Very Start,
mm.
Our Love. I had to keep playing those over and over.
Yeah.
And then I heard the last track. I think it's track 9.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. This song is so good.
Yeah? Oh, man.
It's titled, We Ain't Never Been the Same.
Yeah, it's grammatically perfect.
It's funky. It's bluesy. There's a horn section.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it's in the key of E.
It is.
Which is a total normal key for guitar.
100%.
Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking for the horns, it was probably weird for them.
It was.
Because don't they normally play in flat keys?
Yes, actually. Mm-hmm. So Ronnie D actually composed those. Ronnie D out of Tampa, All Access Recordings. He's the guy who kind of put those horn pieces together.
It's so cool.
Dude, he had a funky time doing it, man.
Yeah, the bass riffs are awesome. Mm. Everything.
Thank you.
So once again, the album is Kindness Never Quits. And here we are with We Ain't Never Been the Same.
Low and slow in a hush, colored branches blooming.
Hey, Candace, have you heard of Club Savor?
No, I haven't. Sounds yummy.
Yeah, Savor, right, yeah. But also Savor by like saving money on food.
Ooh.
The clubsavor.com is the website you check out later when you want. But what's so cool is it's for a small monthly fee. There's a huge list of restaurants all over St. Pete, the beaches, Clearwater, and Palm Harbor. And you get half off of entrees and drinks.
Half off? That's huge.
Yeah. Like not just wine and beer, but booze too.
That's awesome.
Which that works for me and Laura, you know.
Well, how do I can imagine. Well, how do you sign up for it?
It's easy. You just go to clubsavor.com, tell them St. Pete Foodies sent you, and you'll see the huge list of restaurants on there and just start using it.
That, how have I not used it so far? This is awesome.
We have to use it with all the food we eat.
Well, I was thinking I go out to eat so often, I might as well save a bunch of money.
And tell all your girlfriends too.
Cheers.
Go to clubsavor.com and use the referral code St. Pete Foodies. Before I get into the comments and what's new, on the music segment, I forgot to mention where to find Christopher James online. You can find him at his website at ChristopherJamesMusic.com and on Facebook at Christopher James Official. Comments on last week's show with Jeff Philbin, Jason R. Gordon, the executive chef over at Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery here in downtown St. Pete, he said, "Really great to hear Chef Jeff Philbin's approach to cooking. When he said that doing something with your hands and heart to make an impact was the reason behind his passion, it truly struck a chord with me. What chefs do in this trade is to give pleasure and service to others. Great podcast, St. Pete Foodies." Thank you, Jason. Also, we have a new comment on the Apple Podcast app. From the username is mmaki0369. Not sure who it is, but the only Maki I know is Bennett Maki, so if that's you, dude, let us know. Comment is, "Great way to learn about our amazing food scene. Whenever someone asks us where to go for great food in St. Pete, we always point them straight to the Foodies List and podcast. The content is informative, and the interviews with restaurateurs, chefs, and sommeliers provide such a great insight into how our local community thrives and in so many different and diverse tastes and still brings us together. Great work, Foodies." Anybody listening, give us a comment wherever you listen or on Facebook and tell us your favorite part of this specific episode, and we will mention your name and read your comment on next week's show. New items on stpetersburgfoodies.com include, we have a brand new top 10 Bloody Marys in St. Pete. We have a new review of a new place, Salty J's. It's a new place that just opened a few months ago, and we have a large review of several items. We have a new top 10 new restaurants in St. Petersburg. And lastly, new on the website, Tea Time at Blush Tea and Coffee. They're another new place with over 90 different exotic teas. It's right across the street from Tripp's Diner, so check them out. Next week on the podcast, we have one of the best-kept secrets in St. Pete. Did you know that Copper Shaker, the extraordinary craft cocktail bar, also has amazing gourmet food? We will have Julia Ibrahimi, the executive chef from Copper Shaker, next week, so be sure not to miss it. You can email us at info@stpetersburgfoodies.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating. We have a 5-star rating with just 17 ratings now, up from 15. We got 2 new ones, yay. So please join in on that if you haven't. It helps to get the show found and gain new listeners. The St. Petersburg Foodies podcast can also be found on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM, and a whole bunch of other existing podcast apps. You can listen to us also on your voice-activated home assistant, such as Apple HomePod, Amazon Echo, and Google Home.
This is Eric.
And this is Tanner from Pacific Counter.
And you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast.
You went with St. Pete.
That's it for this episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast.
Thanks to our guest, Roger Curlin.
And Christopher James.
And thanks to our sponsors,
Pacific Counter,
Salty J's,
The Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery,
Club Savor,
Booyah Ramen,
and Engine Number 9. Our announcer is Candace Aviles from Meet the Chef and Channel 10 News. And our theme music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
We'd like to remind you to check out all the latest restaurant reviews, foodies news, top 10 lists, and updated happy hours on stpetersburgfoodies.com.
Please give us a rating and review on whichever app you're using to listen to the show. And remember to share the show with your foodie friends.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti